I don't know what's going on in your life, but maybe like you, like me, it's been a little stressful for the last few days, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. And even if everything has been hunky-dory for you, I want everyone to do me a big favor just right now. Just take in a deep breath, just a slow, deep breath. Hold it for a second. Notice where you're holding any tension, any strain. For me, it's my left shoulder. And just let that breath out. And here's the thing. That breath you took is gone. That air that you drew in is never coming back. That was a moment that we both just had. And, you know, that air is, it's, what are you going to do with the next breath? What do you want to do? Do you want to slow down? Do you want to hold on to anger? Do you want to be anxious? We all have a choice right now. And we have to ask ourselves, how are we going to meet the next breath, the next moment? And I'm telling you this because I was in traffic today and for no reason at all. There wasn't a song on. There wasn't a commercial. There wasn't anything that happened around me. I just felt like crying. I just was hit with this overwhelming grief. And I realized that for the last few days, I've been really sad. And we've been talking on the show for weeks, for months about, you know, why. We've been asking questions about a lot of different topics, and we've been asking why. And I think that the fact that we can't understand each other sometimes is making us frustrated. Because I love having conversations, you know? I worry about so much stuff all day long. I worry about my family. I worry about paying my bills. I worry about what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month or next year or when my son gets older. I worry about a lot of things, but I love having conversations because I love talking things through. I like hearing what other people are going through, what their thoughts are. And I like talking to you. I like talking to my friends, to strangers in the grocery store. I'm sure I annoy people in elevators and in cab rides. But I like to talk to people. I'm curious. I'm interested. And I want to know what you're thinking. It helps shape my opinions. It helps shape what I think. It helps shape my fears and hopes. And sometimes it shapes my anger. And that scares me. And I think that we are all, so many people are so angry right now. And we're having a hard time remembering what we're hoping for. And we actually are all in this together. We forget that and we don't admit that. We have more in common and we don't talk about that enough. You know, the loudest and angriest voices have been dominating the news. And that includes ours. We've been angry. We've been confused. And we all have our reasons. Everybody has their reasons as to why they're angry. And we all have our own truth. And part of that is that we want to protect what we hold most sacred, what's most dear to us, our lives, the people we love, how we live, and that's everything. That's everything. It's different. It's scary to see what other people are mad about. We don't understand. And that's the thing. We keep saying, I don't understand. I don't get it. Why do they behave that way? We keep saying that. We see people posting things on Facebook and we get mad about that. We unfriend each other because we don't want to see it anymore. Change and different is hard. And what's even harder is asking ourselves, what can I do? Yeah, I'm angry and I want things to be better. Who doesn't want things to be better? Everybody's talking about, I'm going to do this. I want there to be more jobs. I want there to be more money. I want there to be better healthcare. Who doesn't want those things? Can we at least agree on that? That there's so many things that we do want for ourselves, for the people that we love. And at some point, we have to stop yelling or even asking why. I have to stop asking why, Craig. I have to stop asking the people why because they have their truth and I have mine, and we have to accept that, you know? But the only thing we can say is, what are you know, why would you vote that way? We keep saying that. Why would you vote that way? Why would you behave that way? Why are they acting like that? And we end up getting more angry about what they're doing, and we're not asking, what can we do? What can we do to make our own lives better? What can we do to make the lives of the people we love better? What can we do to make our neighborhoods better, our communities, our cities? That's where we have to start instead of asking why. Why do they have to do that? It's so annoying to me. I hate that. They're such animals. They're such assholes that we say that about other people. And yet, the thing is that we do that because we want to protect what we hold most dear. What are we going to do? What are you going to do with that next breath? How can I help the people around me? That's what I want to know. How can I help? We've actually talked about having a segment. How can we help? What do you need? Because here's a truth that I've learned a long time ago when Declan was born, and I thought that his disability was my fault. And a nurse told me, it's not about what you've done. It's about what you're going to do. And as I raise my boys, one of the things I try to teach them is you can't always control the things that happen to you or around you. You can only control how you react. That's it. That's all we have. I have to creep, and I have to keep reminding myself. It's not like I live like that every day. I make mistakes all the time in my relationships, in the things that I do, the actions that I take, in my opinions. I know that. I tell you all the time. I'm coming up with my opinion as we're talking about it. I change my mind constantly, and I go, oh, that's a good point. And maybe I don't say it out loud. Maybe I don't share that with you. But I try to adjust. We all have to adjust to each other because we are really all trying to do the best for ourselves and for the people we love. We all have to check in. We have to learn from our own mistakes. I have to do that. And I want to know, what will we do? What will you do? What will I do with that next breath? More after this on 720 WGN.